1. Begin transmission.
Oh, yeah. We should probably get this going, because it's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, so let's get this started. I'm drinking some tea. Some yummy, delicious lemon-flavored tea. All right. I've gotten a little up. I can talk today. I got up a little bit earlier than usual today because I had an absolutely horrible night. Could not get to sleep. And then once I did fall asleep, I only slept for about a half an hour. Then I was up for half an hour. Then I slept for half an hour. Then I was up for half an hour. It sucked. So eventually I got up. I did manage to sleep for... See, the last time I remember looking at the clock was around 7. Yeah, so I slept for 3.5 hours straight, so that's pretty good. But I am up a little bit earlier than I normally am. And so that's good. I'm happy because I've been... The other day I got up at 1:30 in the afternoon. Ugh. The heat messes me up. It gets so hot that I don't know what my body thinks, but man, I just cannot get to sleep. And I'm thinking maybe I need to turn my air conditioner up or down or get it colder in here just a little bit, because, man, not sleeping well at all. Because once again, today is another extremely hot day. It is way too hot for this time of year. How hot is it? Let's go to the Weather Channel right now and see what we're dealing with. It is currently 93 degrees on the way to 97 or 98 degrees Fahrenheit. That is unpleasant. And I do not want to go outside. It's going to be bad. But I have to. Actually, I went to the store last night. I got to go to the store again tonight, but it can wait until after it gets dark. But yeah, at 93 degrees, that is just, that's too much. And that's messing me up. So we're staying indoors today. Another stuck inside day. So what's the first thing we do? We got to check the TV schedule to make sure we're not missing any football. Check to see if there's any football on today. Because we're in that strange in-between time. We're in the weird dead time between the end of the league season and the beginning of all the summer festivities. And of course, this year's summer festivity is the World Cup. And so teams are playing international friendlies to warm up. We got to see if any of those are on today. So the first thing we do is check the ESPN channels. And no, got a lot of baseball. Baseball, baseball, baseball. Women's basketball, baseball, baseball. Talk shows. Softball, all right. But that's about it. So no. We got to scroll up and check channel 47. And we have UFC, poker, then junk. UEFA Champions League highlights, two episodes back to back. What could that possibly be? I mean, the Champions League is over. The final was, what, last weekend? And these might be highlight shows just to show the highlights, or they might be season end shows. I don't know. Maybe I'll watch those. I don't know, depending on what I'm doing. And then the next channels, the football channels we got to check are 77 and 78. And I can tell already that none is on 77 because it's just car auctions all night. And women's golf, and then UFC on the other one. And then, ooh, at 1 a.m. Motocross Highlight Series, and that's a new episode. Did I miss a race? Yeah, I did miss a race, but I got home just in time to see that Eli Tomac had won, so maybe I'll watch that. I'd rather watch the race, but oh well. The next channels we gotta check are 80 and 81, and nope, they're just running football reruns, spring games and stuff. And then, although, in about a couple minutes, in like 2 minutes, women's college lacrosse final game. That must be the NCAA tournament final. Are my Lady Terps in the final? I don't think I saw the semifinals. My Lady Terps. So we'll flip over to that channel to see what happens when that comes on. Then we gotta go up and gotta check the rest of these sports channels. There's only one left. 216. What's on 216? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. It's Friday. So NASCAR for the next 4 hours. And then ARCA, which is technically not NASCAR, but it is. Come on. For 2 hours. And then UFC for 30 minutes. And then NASCAR up until midnight, at which point it becomes the snowboarding channel. And we can watch snowboarding overnight, even though it's 97 degrees. And yowza. All right. So that's about all we got to check. We got no football. All right. So looks like lacrosse is starting. They're showing highlights from something, and it's Lady Terps running around, terping it up, being Lady Terps. Go Terps. So just start the game already. I don't need to see this. But I'll tell you what you need to see, because right now we're going to have another Tobe movie review. I actually watched a couple of things last night. Oh, and before I go on, yes, it's the Terps versus Penn State. Terps versus the Nittany Lions. Or I should say the Nittany, because that's how it's spelled. Go Terps. Go Terps, Terps. Oh, yeah. So, back to the movie review. Oh, let me stretch out my back here a little bit. When I woke up this morning, when I stood up, I did something different to my bad knee, and it's really bothering me. But anyway, I watched a couple of things last night, including something that we're not even going to talk about, because that's a whole show in and of itself, and I don't know if I really want to get into it yet. But I did watch something else that we will get into, a Guy Ritchie film. And ever since I saw Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, I am a huge Guy Ritchie fan. I don't want to say huge, but I enjoy his work. So last night, I saw the movie Revolver, starring Jason Statham, Ray Liotta, and Andre 3000. And it's a Guy Ritchie. It's a Guy Ritchie film. And at first, it didn't really catch my eye. You know, when I was going through the listings on my streaming service, it didn't jump out at me. But once I saw that it was Guy Ritchie and Jason Statham paired up again, because remember, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels is Jason Statham and Guy Ritchie. So I thought, oh, those two together again? I will watch this film. And I watched it, and I enjoyed it immensely. But with some caveats. Well, no, I enjoyed it without any excuses, but I can't recommend it without caveats. It was a great film. I loved it. I might have to watch it again, because it's one of those movies that bears repeated watching. There's some stuff going on. It's hard to pay attention to, so I'll probably watch it again. Not today, maybe tomorrow. But First, let me say that it's kind of a strange film for Guy Ritchie. He's getting a little bit away from what he used to do. Can we blame Madonna for this? I would like to. I like blaming Madonna for for anything I can. I'm not a huge fan of Madonna. I'm more of a fan of Jelly Bean Benitez, but I'm getting away from where we're trying to go here. If you're a fan of Guy Ritchie films, you will probably like this. If you are not a fan of Guy Ritchie films, I would say stay away. Don't even try. Because this isn't even your standard Guy Ritchie formula. Oh, sure, it's, you know, still the same subject matter. It's, you know, all gangsters and bad guys. You know, it's all anti-hero stuff. And that aspect of it is nice. But it gets... Well, it's a fairly linear story, but... This does not follow the standard Hollywood three-act formula. So, if you're accustomed to that and you can't take anything that isn't that, you're not going to be able to deal with this film because it gets a little weird. It gets a little psychological. You kind of wonder what's going on. And there's no exposition and nothing is going to be explained to you. So it's one of those movies that you sort of have to figure out on your own. And when it ends, whether you like it or not. Whether any loose ends are tied up or not. You know, this is not one of those, shall we say, clean finishing movies. And that's actually one of the things I like about it. When I was a kid, I very early on decided I didn't like the Hollywood formula, happy ending, stupid stuff. And I liked anything weird and a little dark and anything that was non-standard. And boy, this fits right into that. You know, later in life, I came to appreciate film a little bit differently, and I started to appreciate, you know, your pop movies with the standard Hollywood formula. And so it's kind of nice to see something that isn't that and getting back to my early childhood, my formative years and the films that I that taught me to love film. And this is very much like that. And so I really enjoyed it. So if you're sick and twisted like me, you will really dig this. If at any point in time you've ever thought I'm normal, you will not like this film. But it's great. And Jason Statham put in a pretty good performance. I liked what he did. I thought he was good. Ray Liotta was his usual, you know, semi-psychotic self. And Andre 3000 was great, too. What's his name again? I can never remember. Benjamin. Andre Benjamin is his real name. You know, the Outcast guy. The guy from Outcast. I liked his music, and I like what he's been doing in films, and he plays a very cool and collected character in this film. He's great. So I thought everybody put in a really good performance. Oh, and that one, there's one guy in it. What is that guy's name? There's a guy who has a sort of a secondary part. I can't remember his name, and he's so great. He's so great. It doesn't matter what his name is at this point. So... If you're a Guy Ritchie fan, I recommend Revolver. If you're a fan of movies that are a little bit weird, a little bit non-linear, or a little bit non-formulaic, then yeah, you might like this. But, you know, if you like Lifetime movies, or you like movies with happy endings and you need to have things explained to you and understand the plot... This movie is not for you. This is one of those movies that might need to be watched a couple of times just to catch everything. I know I'm going to have to watch it again. Did I say that already? Now I don't even know what I'm doing. Penn State has scored in this lacrosse game. But Maryland has the ball and they're attacking. Come on, Lady Terps, give it to Caroline. what is Caroline's last name? She's this little blonde girl with the knee brace. There she is. She's number 11. She's on the attack. She's behind the goal. Here she comes. I love this chick. She just crushes it. She's great at this game. And there's another girl I like too. What is her name again? It starts with G. But anyway, I'm getting about. Am I even speaking English? It's so hot I can't even think. Anyway, yeah, the movie Revolver. I liked it. I'm going to watch it again. Because it's pretty good. Oh. Yowza. I need tea. That's what I need. And that's not all. So late last night, as I was starting to think about going to sleep, about 2 o'clock in the morning, I thought, let's watch some TV. And I was looking around on, TV, but there's nothing on at 2 o'clock in the morning. And so I thought, okay, I will stream some stuff. So I called up my streaming app, and opened it up, and it showed me a whole bunch of new stuff. There's my Maryland goal. Good job, Lady Terps. I opened up the app, and it was showing me new stuff. And I thought, aha. So now we know the frequency at which they get new things. It is monthly. I've only been doing this for 10 days or 2 weeks, and so now we're seeing some new stuff. And the first thing I checked was the anime listings to see if they got any new anime. And they got one thing that I'd never heard of and have no interest in seeing. I was kind of disappointed. I'm like, come on, get some stuff. Give me something I want to watch instead of this old garbage. But that's not the most interesting thing. The most interesting thing was that there was a new category added. These movies are listed in categories, and they're kind of stupid and arbitrary, like movie hunks and best bromances and great adaptations and trending movies and kids stuff and anime, things like that. But there was a new one. There was a new category. And the new category is Celebrate Pride Month. So I don't know what's going on, but apparently May is LGBTQ Pride Month. I wouldn't know. I don't have a calendar. Actually, I sort of do. And under this category, we have all kinds of movies that relate in some way to the LGBTQ movement. And it's either LGBTQ storylines, plots, characters, or LGBTQ directors, writers, actors, anything that can be tied to the LGBTQ community, these movies qualify to celebrate. You can watch them to celebrate Pride Month. And some of these movies include like Philadelphia and Capote, The Lovely, and I'm trying to remember stuff like that. But that's not important, because the important thing is right there, as soon as I opened up my screen, there was the box art for Debs. Yes. I can now stream Debs whenever I want, for presumably the rest of the month. I can watch it as many times as I want. Now, if you are new to the Dubious Goals Committee, and for some reason are unfamiliar with the movie Debs, We have discussed it quite a bit here on the show. We've probably got 6 hours of discussion of this movie alone here on Dubious Goals Committee. It's great. It's so great. DEBS is an acronym, and I'm not going to talk much about the movie itself because we've covered it. We have covered it extensively. Ooh, and it says I can own it for $8. I don't have $8, but anyway. DEBS, as a film, started off as a short. And if I remember correctly, the writer-director is a lesbian. And there was some other gay involvement in the film when they put it together. The subject matter is pretty LGBTQ. So if you want to see some cute girls, Jordana Brewster, what a treasure. And Devin Aoki, oh, she's a cutie too. Except Devin Aoki's character is supposed to be French, and so she runs around doing a fairly questionable French accent. But the movie is brilliant. The movie is, there's parts where it's painful to watch. It's that good slash bad slash... It's hard to explain this film, but it started off as a short. It started off as a short, like 15 or 20 minute film that went around all the film festivals, and somebody then said, you know, we got to make this into full length because this is unbelievable. And they did. And they made it into the most unbelievable film ever. I love it. I can't wait to get done with this show today so I can watch the movie again for the 15th or 16th time. I'm so excited. It's so funny. It's funny. It's so cringeworthy. It's absolutely brilliant. And of course, you got, you know, all the hot, cute girlies. And then, you have the hot, cute, girly love story. If you're not familiar with the plot, let me just say that Jordana Brewster plays a bad guy. A James Bondian type villain who's going to take over the world. And the good guy, or the good girl, the protagonist, you know, she's basically a super agent schoolgirl. And the bad girl and the good girl, the hero and the villain, fall in love. It's such a funny premise. It sounds dumb. But the movie is hilarious. It's so funny. It's a giant spoof on a lot of genres. It's kind of comic booky. It's really ridiculous. And of course, and you got, you know, these girls running around in short plaid skirts and in their little schoolgirl uniforms. And it's it has a lot of appeal. But the movie's a parody, and it's a spoof, but at the same time, it's romance, and it's also life-affirming, you know? It's got that LGBTQ edge to it that says, God damn it, everybody just needs to get over it. And I have to agree. I mean... I'm a big proponent of just go have sex with whoever you want. I don't care. And it's nobody else's business either. And, you know, maybe some people need to stop thumping Bibles and just get on with their own lives. But I digress. DEBS. This has really turned into one of my favorite movies. And this is just in the last, 2 years maybe? When did I first see this? 2 years ago? 3 years ago? I don't know. But it's so good. You've heard me talk about it so many times. You gotta see it. And so, if you have a streaming service called Vudu, V-U-D-U, Vudu, you can stream this movie all this month, at least, for free. And I highly recommend that you do so. Oh, It's so funny. It's so weird. It's so... I had to watch it. I know I've talked about this before, but if this is the first time you're hearing this, I had to watch this movie like 3 or 4 times before I even got it. I mean, because you look at it and you go, is this just a bad movie? Is this just the worst movie ever? And then, you know, you got to realize that, no, they're doing it bad on purpose. It's this great spoof and satire and pastiche of so many genres that it's sheer genius. And I would like to shake the hand of Angela Robinson, the director and screenwriter of this film. It's the most brilliant thing I have seen for the longest time. It's funny, it's cute, it's a love story. It's it's just crazy. So you need to watch Debs right away. I've said it 100 times. Maybe we should find something else to watch. All right, so that's the end of Tobe's movie reviews for the day. What else is on that I want to see? I kind of want to see this. GBF. Gay Best Friend. And there was something else on here I wanted to see. Oh, yeah, there's a documentary about Queen. You know, I didn't appreciate Queen when I was a kid as much as I should have. I didn't really understand how great Queen was until it was almost too late. You know, I didn't really come to appreciate Queen as a band until I was in high school and almost out of high school, and then Freddie died. So, you know, that sucked for me, but you go back and you listen to a lot of Queen stuff, and you go, wow, these guys were geniuses. These guys were way ahead of their time. And, oh my God, they single-handedly invented 2 or 3genres of music or sub-genres of music that we often attribute to other sources. But if you don't know what I'm talking about here, listen to the Queen song Stone Cold Crazy. And then look at the date when it was written. And then try to find the earliest speed metal. You know, think of all the great speed metal bands and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, no. Queen invented that. That's become one of my favorite songs, too. Stone Cold Crazy. And I wish I could do it, but God, there is no imitating Freddie Mercury. You cannot do his voice. You cannot do his range. You can only interpret his songs. And I'm sorry, if you're not going to do Stone Cold Crazy as harsh as possible, you might as well not even do it. Oh, so what else am I doing? Oh, I'm angry. There's no new anime. They couldn't give me some more anime, those rat bastards. I don't know. Oh yeah, here was the other movie I wanted to see. I might watch this tonight. It's called Violet and Daisy. It's got Saoirse Ronan and Alexis Bledel in it. I thought, well, there's a bizarre combination, right? You know what I'm talking about? And then, you know, they're assassins, and they, you know, kill mobsters. I'm like, okay, that has potential. Maybe I'll watch that right after Debs. Ooh, sounds like a good time. Yes, it will be. Anywho, speaking of good times, this is a good time for me to tell you that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. So tune in tomorrow. See what I'm up to. Will we be able to go outside or will it be a million degrees again? I don't know. My cat's walking by. I think she's going to the cat box. So bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Thank you.
This is DJ Kumata. Welcome to my Onon Radio Show.